Hello, I'm Zigin Khiza and welcome to Career Connect, the show where we're keeping you up to date on what you should expect as a graduate trying to blaze your trail in the corporate world. Today's show will be speaking about having a vision board. So my guests are going to be telling me a little bit about their vision boards and why it's so important. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Ziggy. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me. Please introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about what you do.
Ladies first.
Oh, wow. My name is Lillian Bususu, and I work for the Independent Institute of Education, which is a private higher education institution operating within 20 sites, offering, from your certificates to, master's programs, and we're accredited with the Department of Higher Education. And basically, my job is to oversee the work readiness programs of graduates to see that they are aligned with what industry is actually looking for, and to make sure that our graduates who come out of our institutions have the skills, the knowledge, the soft skills that employers are actually saying that is what is lacking within young people that are coming out of, higher education institutions.
Fantastic.
I'm Adrian Song. I've just graduated as a graphic designer, and I'm currently working as a graphic designer.
That's pretty cool. So that's like, sounds like passion, like you got to do what you really love to do. Yeah. That's amazing. So I just want to know from the two of you, do you have vision boards?
Definitely. definitely I do have. I mean, you must understand where I operate from in terms of I'm the one who actually makes sure that our young people do have a vision board. So it's very important for me to have one so that I'm able to achieve my goals as well.
So for those watching who have no idea what a vision board is, please enlighten us.
I think we need to start clarifying what a vision is before we even go to the vision board. You know, vision is, those dreams, those goals that you'd like to achieve. Obviously, when you're a young person, there are so many things that you want to achieve, and you can see them, somewhere, in the distance. But when you have a vision board, it's then where you are actually putting everything together, to bring it closer so that you can look at it all the time so that you can, attain what you want to achieve in the long term.
So how elaborate can these goals be? For example, if I want to meet the president of some country, is that something I can put on my vision board?
Oh, yes, definitely. You see, it's like a map, if I may put it that way. It's a map. It's something that you put out there. It's very visual. You can visualize it. It's there. It's something that you see every day. So, for instance, you want to see the president of whatever country that you want to see. You can actually put his picture there and, you can make it so graphic so that it makes sense to you. You can make it very intense because this is something that you have not yet acquired, but you want to acquire it in the near future. So what you do is you make it intense. You affirm yourself every day that definitely one day I'm going to see this man. You can even speak to him that
I'm going
to see you.
That's so cool. So how many pictures can you have in a vision board? Is there such a thing as doing too much?
No, there's nothing as doing. But I think one thing that I want to mention is that they need to be realistic, very realistic. But you can put as much as you want. There's the bigger picture of what we want to attain. But I think the realism is what we need to achieve now. So, for instance, he's a new graduate. Obviously, he's coming into the market, into the industry now. So what he puts is maybe he wants to be, the manager of that company wherever he's working. So he starts putting that. That's his current goal that he wants to achieve. But obviously, at the end of the day, he has that bigger goal where he maybe wants to have to get married to a beautiful woman like you, Nsiki. And then he puts that picture there. He maybe wants to have, three children, five children. Then he puts those pictures there. So that's a long-term goal that he puts right at the top. But the ones that he needs, the short-term ones, he needs to put them, where he visualizes them every day at work. When he wakes up in the morning, they are in the mirror. And, as he wakes up, he actually sees them and he affirms himself that this is what I want to achieve. Yeah. So it's long-term and then your short-term goals.
Fantastic.
Can I just also, because I know the way technology is these days, a lot of people would put their dreams or something that they aspire towards on their cell phones as like a wallpaper, or a profile picture.
stuff.
Yeah, that's where my vision board is. It's the wallpaper on my phone.
Does that still count as
Oh,
well?
Yes, it does. Okay. It does. Because, I mean, you use your phone every day. Yeah. So, and I think it's even better to put it, you know, on your phone with technology. You can see it all the time. And sometimes when things are not going your way, you just look at that board and it motivates you. Mm-hmm. It, yeah.
Keeps you going. So, Eddie, for yourself as a young person, would a vision board actually keep you inspired to go for your goals?
I honestly think it would, because as a graphic designer, I'm very visual. Mm. So if I see a certain image, it makes me feel a certain type of way. And if I see something that I'm aspiring to, it will give me that extra like motivation.
So at the moment, as a young person, how do you go about setting the goals for your life and sort of visualizing what your next steps are?
I feel I'm still young at the moment, so a lot of the time things happen spontaneously.
Sure.
But in terms of long-term goals, I haven't really, like Lillian said, I haven't really put things visually with images, but I have, to some extent, tried to set goals using mental notes, if that counts,
okay.
Which isn't really helping as much as Lena said, when you visually see it.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what is the science behind a vision board? Is it the seeing it every day that makes it eventually come to life? Or, because I mean, I can imagine you can have pictures there but never do anything towards achieving
them. I think, you know, working in the space of young people, you find that young people want to be successful, but it's in a distance. They don't understand that, you know, I need to make it work for myself. I need to make it happen now, and it's now, and it's me that has to make it happen. So it's important that, you know, they actually put their vision board where they can actually get it every day, because whilst they want to be successful, but as long as you don't put it, you know, if, as long as you don't write it somewhere, as long, like he says, you know, he affirms himself through words, that's still okay. But I think when you visualize it, because it's a vision board, it's something that you actually put somewhere where you can actually see it every day. So it's important to understand that whilst you want to be successful, but there's a whole lot of things that you need to do to get to actually attain what you have put on your vision board, whether it's in writing or whether it's really visual, you know, in terms of graphics and that type of a thing. But you need to understand that there's a whole lot of things that you need to do, because it's okay to just put it there and you sit and nothing happens. So you need to understand as a young person, Adrian, that yes, you can put your goals there, but there's a whole lot of things that you need to, like self-leadership, you need to understand that you need to be self-led, to be able to be motivated, to be able to actually attain your goals.
So when you're working with young graduates and preparing them for the world, you know, how do you get them to start visualizing and also start visualizing within the line of the work that they're doing and what is actually applicable in their lives? So I imagine as a young person, you see your friends and then you find it a little difficult to want what you want instead of looking at your friends and going, oh, I also want that.
Young people, I think their mistake is that they don't put anything down. So what you want to achieve, for instance, like Adrian wants to achieve something within this year, you need to actually put it in this year that I want to attain A, B, C, D. You put it there. And then from that year, you actually chunk it in 90 days. That in 90 days, this is what I want to achieve. Then you go to the next 90 days. Then you go to the next 90 days. So it's very important to understand that in as much as you may have put your goals down, but you need to have the ability to actually attain what you want by what you do every day. So it's an accumulation of understanding that I need to achieve that and this is what I need to do. And obviously there's a whole lot of other people that can actually help you, you know, your peers, your mentors, if you do have mentors, your bosses at work, they can help you as long as you have actually told them that this is what I would like to achieve as far as my vision board is concerned.
So for somebody who's not creative at all and they have no idea about how they would start creating a vision board, you know, is there a practical structure on how to set up the images on your vision board?
I don't think it needs rocket science, eh? I mean, if I want a big car, like right now, I want to buy this big car, but it's expensive and obviously I can't afford it now. So what I've done is I've looked for pictures. You know, there's so many pictures that you can get on the net, and I've put it in, you know, on my mirrors, in my bedroom, in my wardrobe. So, and if I see someone driving it, I say, I'm going to drive you one day. That's what I do. So you don't have to be, you know, like a graphic designer. You don't have to be a person you just need to understand what you want, and trust me, Nsiki, if you know what you want, you will get the visuals to actually put it on your vision board.
Fantastic. This is very exciting. And I want to chat more a bit about, you know, how do you get your vision board to translate into your career, to translate into practical things in your everyday life. So we're going to chat a little bit about that after the break. We're taking a short break, but do stay tuned into Career Connect to find out more about a vision board and how you can use it to realize your goals. Hi, I'm Sigi Mkhize, and this is Career Connect. We're continuing our conversation speaking about vision boards, why they're important, and why seeing what you want to accomplish can actually help you get there. So I want to know from you, Lillian, you know, as an employer, what do I do, and should I be considering letting my staff create vision boards? And once they bring them to me, what do I do with it?
I think this is a challenge to all employers in terms of, especially when they are employing young people, because they have the capacity to do it, and I think it's important for everybody who's an employer to understand that they need to empower young people as far as their vision is concerned. Mm-hmm. So they need to encourage them, or they need to have interventions, they need to have, you know, programs where they actually motivate, inspire young people to be able to help them in achieving their dreams. So vision boards, definitely, it's not a thing that happens, you know, within, because people are chasing paper, people are chasing money, people are chasing, you know, profits. So sometimes they do not have time for young people. But this is an HR function that, you know, when you bring in young people, I think it's important for any employer to be able to help these young people to achieve their goals.
And how do we change that mindset when corporates is running after shareholder investments and in making sure they're making more profits versus taking the time to...
That's a very difficult one. That's a very difficult one. But I think as a young person also, you need to understand that you need to create a relationship with the authority that you have, your boss. You need to create that environment so that he can become an enabler to you. So it's your prerogative to actually understand that I need to create a relationship with my boss so that I'll be able to share my vision and then find ways and means where he can actually become a mentor and being able to help you. But I know they might not have time, but to be quite honest with you, your attitude you know, says a lot. Yeah, it makes a difference the way you... you know, work with him or her, and the way you do things with that person. So you need to be able to understand that as a young person, you are the one that is going to create that environment, mm-hmm. that you make him your mentor, you make him your enabler. And, you know, I term this in my space that, you know, you are sort of like serving, you know, your boss. And once you have that attitude of actually serving that boss, mm-hmm. then you find that he wants to empower you or she wants to empower you because they see that there is a need and they see that hunger in you. But it doesn't really happen where employers...
So if you ask, the potential for it is there. Adrian, as a young person, you know, would you be comfortable sharing your goals with other people? I think a lot of times young people kind of want to keep things to themselves and then be successful overnight.
Just in case.
Just in case somebody sabotages you or in case nothing happens. You know, how do you feel about having a vision board for everyone to see?
Personally, I'd go for that. I feel that if everyone is open with each other and we can all discuss our visions, we can all help each other reach our goals together. And the other nice thing is that it helps you understand your colleagues and your employers, and then the employers can understand the staff at a more intimate level, and that will also help in the work environment.
So it helps everybody be productive, helps everybody interest. Yeah. Do you think young people who are just learning how to do their job, getting comfortable in the work environment, who care about receiving their salary, do you think they actually have the time to stop and care how their peers are going about achieving their goals?
In this day and age, I don't think you do, but unfortunately, you have to take time out of your life to just slow down and think about what you're planning, and then reflect upon yourself as well. Because at the end of the day, if you're not taking any breaks and you're just working all the time, you kind of lose track of what you're doing, and everything becomes monotonous.
And do you find that it would be helpful to have a vision board that's separate for work, or do you see everything where you work, where you play, and your family goals all integrating into the same space?
I feel it would be better to have one that integrates all together, because at the end of the day, you don't want to separate all aspects of your life, because it becomes very heavy on you as well as a person.
And is that very important, Lillian, to see everything in a holistic...
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We call it the wheel of life, you know, where you have to put all the aspects of your life. That includes your financial life, your career, where are you going, even your physical. I mean, it's not cool to just be eating amagwinya in the morning, afternoon, and, you know, so there's a whole lot of things that you need to. So there's six aspects, you know, in the wheel of life: your financial life, your career life, your social life. you know, all those things, when you put them together, then you need to make goals that are realistic within each of those spaces. And it needs to be balanced as well, because you can't just be going to school and yet at work you're suffering in terms of. So everything needs to be put in such a way that it's balanced and it's realistic, it's attainable, it does not stray, you know, stress you. And then you live a happy life. And also, I just want to put caution in, like he was talking about, you know, in terms of sharing with his peers. It's all good and well to share with peers, but also sometimes you may find that, you know, there can be a lot of discouragement in terms of young people, and you may be achieving, you know, what you have actually put on your vision board, and others are not achieving it. So there's a lot of talk, you know, there's a lot of A, B, C, D. So you need to understand. So that will need you to actually manage that that whole situation. So I think really sharing, you can actually share with your mentors, you know, your vision board, because you are looking for them to help you more than, you know, you can share with your peers, but I think share with your mentors or your bosses or people in authority, because you want them to enable you.
Okay, so I have a vision for my life. I have all these dreams. I've got these pictures that I've cut out. I have a vision board. I can see it either on my phone or on my table or on my wall, wherever it is. What do I do now to actually make sure that I'm achieving these? You know, how do I take the vision and turn it into goals and turn it into action?
You have to put a plan. Yeah, in everything, you know, you have to actually put a plan. You have a big picture of what you want to do. You have a big picture of what you want to have. Like I told you, you know, I really want to buy this car and I want to buy it cash. So I have started saving for just for that car, that particular thing that I want to achieve. So it's important to actually, when you have put your vision board there, it's important to go back to the table. You need to start planning. What do I do? And this is where I go back to the chunking, where you actually say, in the next 90 days, this is what I want to achieve. In the next 90 days. So you are actually progressing to that which you have actually put on the vision board. And once you do that, it's an accumulation of the things that you've put together as a plan. And you have a checklist. Did I achieve this? Why did I not achieve this? And you may not have achieved that in the first 90 days, so you then escalate it into the next 90 days. Trust me, when you are really consistent with that, you find that by the time you get to the end of the year, most of your, you know, your goals you've actually, you know, and once you do that as a young person and you do that every year, that big car that you've actually put there, you find yourself attaining it.
So how does one go about dealing with negativity? You know, sometimes I imagine you could look at your vision board and go, oh my goodness, that's not possible at all. You know, how do you manage negativity or negative self-talk or negative thoughts?
I feel the best thing to do is to work in progression. Okay. So have smaller steps. So if it's a large goal, for example, becoming the CEO of a company, perhaps what you could do is work up the corporate ladder first, then have steps in terms of where you see yourself after a year. And then, as mentioned, you can discuss it with your employers as well. And then just say, look, I'm looking... I don't know if it's the best thing to say. I'm looking to take your job next year.
But find a nicer way of saying it. You know, I'd like to be in management.
Just need to be open about it. Then they can also offer advice. But then another issue that comes with that is some people may not always help you or be willing to help you with your...
And you shouldn't take it personally.
Yeah. But also, you know... You know, we live in a world which is unjust and, you know, things can be said to you. So you need to find tools that will actually motivate you to attain what you want. So it's important to understand who is your greatest motivational speaker. You can listen to that every day. And some people, it's spiritual, where you go to your pastor or whoever is your spiritual person to actually go to that person. So you need to surround yourself with tools that actually help you to come out of that negativity. On your own, Siki, it's very difficult. I mean, I listen to motivational speaking every day. I have to listen for an hour. Whether it's spiritual, whether it's, I love Les Brown, so I listen to Les Brown quite a lot. And, you know, so you need to find mentors that actually pick you up, you know, in those times where things, and, you know, they are very negative, yeah, because on your own.
Yeah, even if it's not a physical mentor, just listening to stuff online, downloading stuff.
Oh, yes. And there's a lot of it. I don't know why you young people are not using it.
But it's commitment to being better at what it is that you want to do and the things that you want to accomplish.
Yeah. And more so in the field that you really want to be successful in. Like he wants to be, you know, the best graphic designer, you know, his dreams, he can put it there. But at the end of the day, he needs to also understand that he needs to read and to listen, you know, to things that will help him to become a better graphic designer. You know, reading journals, understanding the latest trends that are happening so that he can become the best,
And that does help you create a picture on how you should move forward and build your career. It's also developing your personal life. Quickly, top three things on your vision board.
Wow. Let's see.
Doesn't have to be in order of importance.
Have a stable job. Save up for a new car.
Yes.
And just be happy.
And that's great, right? Happiness is a part of it. Don't forget the internal. Don't forget the internal you. Yeah.
I think my three things is, you know, I'm very passionate about youth development, and definitely, you know, I really want to, you know, inspire as many young people as I can. And on my personal things, yeah, that car that I said I want to buy, definitely, and I want to buy it cash,
which is important. You know, remembering the financial goals that go with the vision.
And obviously, you know, to really support my kids, that's on my vision board. You know, I've put my four kids there, and I really want to see them progress in whatever they're doing in terms of, you know, schooling and a better life for themselves.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And I hope that whatever's on your vision board does come to life and materialize sooner than you expect as well. But thank you so much for your time and for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
So remember, having a vision board is your commitment to yourself to make sure that you're able to realize your life goals and do better at everything that you set your mind to. So go ahead, start your vision board, put it on your phone, put it in your bedroom, wherever you can see it, and declare that positivity in your life. For more great videos, stay tuned here on Career Connect on BDTV. Till next time, thanks for watching.